welcome to Stories from the Bunker with me, Robin. Today, I'm Martin.
Hello.
Hello, and our special guest, Chris, from 101
This is
Facts.
The second take.
It is the second take.
It is. Chris has Tourette's, and he ticked through the first take, so this is the second take.
Oh my God, Robin, yeah. I love your shirt.
Hey, Chris, I love your shirt too.
Oh my God!
We have excellent taste.
I didn't even notice. Yeah. Very similar.
Chris's
is
a slightly different shade of green-grey to mine. But Alex is away, which is why Chris is back again.
I'm here again.
With a tale of...
Whimsy.
And whimsy.
We'll find out. It's an interesting tale about the Loch Ness Monster.
Nice. Ooh, I love Loch Ness. Love Nessie. Martin, you have a news item?
I mean, Justin Trudeau's been in the news this week for a certain slightly racist thing. I just want to ask the question, like, does this matter, firstly? And yes, it probably should. Yeah. But more than that, at what stage do we... kind of think, okay, this is in the past. Like, what kind of repercussions should people have for doing these things when they're in the past? Because it happens all the time with politicians. And should we be really harsh on them or should we be lenient? I don't know. That's what I want to discuss it.
It's a good question. And I'll be doing the weekly quiz at the end of this episode, as well as looking at our favorite comments from YouTube.
Absolutely.
And actually, exciting and
Alex is back next week, isn't he?
He is.
He's back from
not here anymore. Bye. Yeah.
No, you can come back, Chris.
Yay.
He is back from his travels. Hopefully he's...
I really want to know what he's found.
Hopefully he's brown because he's been in the sun, not because he's done a Justin Trudeau.
Oh, I did.
Alex Brown.
Exactly.
Indeed. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to seeing what he's found in the Bermuda Triangle, to be honest.
Oh, he better have found something.
Better
found something. I hope he finds those crystal pyramids that people talk about that have ventilations or something. I don't know. I researched it for a book, and then I decided not to do it because
this is too complicated.
This is dumb, and I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah. Fair
well,
enough.
Whilst we're on the subject of underwater mysteries,
bubbly.
Yeah,
Loch Ness contains no monster DNA, say scientists.
Nah, it does. They just haven't found it yet.
How do they know that?
They did it by testing both traces of DNA of certain species, or just species, finding DNA of species in general.
Mm. Yeah.
And also, taking samples of the Loch Ness, which I can only imagine that they just got a crane, had it go
Of the loch itself.
Of the loch itself.
Yeah, with a bucket. And just...
I always pictured it as... I pictured it as a crane going over with, this glass box, just dipping down. Everything goes in. They seal it, and then whoop.
Yeah.
Even though that's stupid.
Yeah.
But when I read the article, that's how I imagined it.
It's your image in your
mind.
So,
is the scientific thinking behind that? That because it's water and it moves around and it's a lock and therefore kind of enclosed, any DNA traces, whether it's skin particles or a bit of feces maybe, I'm guessing, will be somewhere in the water.
So the scientist who did it was geneticist Neil Gemmell of Otago University in New Zealand. Mm. In the survey, he revealed DNA traces of more than 3,000 species living beside or in the Loch Ness.
Wow, 3,000.
Yeah, which includes fish, deer, pigs, birds, humans, and bacteria.
I mean, deer living in... are they living in the Loch Ness?
It says living beside or in.
Okay.
Unless they're swimming. Just like the water deer. It's like seahorse, but it's deer.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
It's like Bambi in a whole different level. But then he continues to go, we do not find any giant reptiles.
So as in there was nothing that they couldn't account for, basically. They could account for everything they found. There wasn't any mysterious DNA that didn't match up to any of the stuff that they knew lived around the area.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But
but then they've only taken, surely, with that glass box, that only is a cross-section of it, right? They can't. They haven't mapped out the whole lake, whole lot.
Where does it... He took 250 samples.
Okay, that's quite a lot.
Of glass box examples.
That's quite a few.
I'm imagining. But again, I think it's also the Loch Ness is deep enough and big enough to fit the entirety of the human population in it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I know it's really long, isn't it? Deep.
Yeah. Has lots of things in it.
Robin, if anyone listening, Robin just...
Eyebrowed.
Whatever. Don't know what you're referring to. But although it's a lake, it's still, the water runs through it, doesn't it? It actually is connected to the sea. Is that right? I think the water, there's rivers going in.
What do I look like, a geographer?
cartographer? Anyone please at home listening to this or watching, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Loch Ness does actually have fresh water flowing into
it. I imagine it would have to. Otherwise, it'd just be smelly.
Of course. So my question is, if there's new water coming into it,
that's where you're going.
And if Nessie, for instance, was in the lake but has since passed away, just because they haven't found any monster DNA or unaccountable DNA today in 2019 doesn't necessarily mean Nessie wasn't there.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because in quite a lot of the 250 samples, they found jizz. I mean, they might have done. I don't know what's happened in the Loch Ness. I've only been there the once.
What have we found today, Neil?
Oh, God, it's so much cum.
Found sperm. Sperm whale? No. just sperm. No,
glass box full.
Yeah, all of it. It's like, what was going on there? I don't know. Just one guy. Just a bit sitting on it. Anyway.
Disgraceful.
Found a lot of eels. Yeah. That's what I was trying to say. In the glass boxes. There was a lot of eels.
Yeah.
Should I do that again?
No, it's fine.
Carry on, that's good.
So they found lots of living eels.
Yeah, lots of living eels, lots of traces of eels. Yeah. I think the implication is that there's lots of species of eels in the Loch Ness, which makes sense because they're fish.
Right. Yeah. How big does an eel in Loch Ness get?
That is also another thing. It's like, are they giant eels?
Monster size?
And then that original photo, which got debunked to being like, oh, it's just a little toy.
The classic black and white one with Nessie's neck poking out of the water.
Which I didn't know that was debunked as a hoax.
Yeah, pretty much.
I had no idea. I don't know anything, apparently. But it could also be like other sightings could have been like this enormous fuck off eel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can eels grow? Well, because he does say, like, a quote from us, out of the 250 odd water samples that we took, pretty much every single sample has got eels in it. And then
eels up inside
you. Are they giant eels? I don't know.
Do you remember that song?
What?
No.
Sorry. It's just, what? It's a song from My Bush. Eels up inside you, finding an entrance where they can. Crawling for your stomach, for your mind, for your anus. Eels. Nah. Doesn't ring a bell.
Was like a thing.
It was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a big thing.
It's a big thing. I could not get into it.
No, I'm not surprised. Yeah, I know it could be eels.
Yeah, so true. Like sightings could have just been giant eels. Like.
Mm. And one thing that came to mind immediately was...
Come.
This was done by...
Sorry, was it?
Yeah. So as you said, the research was done by a New Zealand university, Otago, right? And so Scotland definitely has somewhat of an investment in making sure that people visit the lake, visit the loch for tourist purposes. If the Loch Ness monster is proven to not exist, or that kind of the legend of it disappears, then tourism goes down, the less money to the area. Hence why it's a New Zealand university studying this rather than a Scottish one.
Maybe onto something there.
But also something being like genuinely disproved hasn't stopped people believing in it before.
That's true.
I suppose the counter argument to that is, in a way, the more scientists try to disprove it, the more people are like, I could be the one who finds it. I could find the one thing that scientists are missing.
Yeah.
And the fact is,
I could do it, says Jeanette from Leicester.
Jeanette from Leicester, yeah.
Jeanette, if you're listening, thank you.
What's Leicester like? I don't think I've been there.
I think partly because the fact that a lot of scientists still are just trying to disprove this kind of almost means there's still something to it, right? Because if something's truly, truly bizarre, people are just like, oh, it's so ridiculous, I won't bother spending our time and resources in disproving it.
Also, I want to know what they're like. So in this day and age, scientists can't do anything, even at universities, without funding. And they need they usually get the funding through private enterprise, often. And therefore they have to have some kind of business case for what they're doing. And often that requires bending the truth a little bit about the usefulness of their research. But how do you persuade a business to fund your massive sampling of lake water from Loch Ness on the other side of the world when you're in New Zealand and
which
the DNA analysis?
I mean,
theorists.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or selling the story to certain papers who would maybe said that they would in advance buy the story. And by the articles written up about the research, maybe magazines and stuff.
Who's funding this?
My dad.
I suppose Martin's right. It could be the media. Could be maybe it's the DNA technology that he's trying to sell.
Probably. Yeah. The sample size that going to some ecologist or environmentalist and being like, look at this thing that we did. We could do this to investigate samples of other species in the ocean.
In which case, and I'm purely speculating here,
with the crane and the glass box.
In this case, if he's being funded by some kind of company or charity that's interested in DNA analysis of the wilderness and wildlife, isn't he entering this whole study on the assumption that the Loch Ness Monster is not real and therefore proves his technology for extrapolating DNA samples from water is effective?
Perhaps, or
it's a whole going in there not itself.
Yeah.
Not expecting to find it and not really caring either way.
Yeah. Just to say, he's assuming that no one believes in Nessie, and therefore if he can disprove Nessie, he's like, look, I can sell this stuff.
Exactly.
Maybe that's, I'm sorry, not trying to discredit the scientist at all. I'm just saying, how much should we rely on this study for determining our belief in the Loch Ness Monster?
Mm.
Probably a fair amount, since it is scientific, but you know, there's always room for doubt.
Scientists going like,
yeah,
I got some grant money. Oh, fuck it. Loch Ness Monster.
I'm sure that does happen too.
Yeah, like you just has like a big dartboard filled with conspiracy theories and just goes, okay.
JFK, I think I'll throw again. Not much I can do on that one.
Can you disprove that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone assassin? Sure, I'm going to scoop up DNA from Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
It's like with a big glass box.
From lakes.
They've got a certain set of instruments they already created.
Yeah.
Everything has to be used.
Or there has to be like a lake. So it's like, it's from Lake Superior. And it's like, but that's in Canada.
Well, I remember someone suggested, was it last week, that we should go to Loch Ness and try to find Nessie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That.
So when you just told me that story, I thought, ah, dang it. This is really...
It's on our list.
Yeah. So definitely on our list.
On our list. A quick one. Loch Ness Monster, real or fake?
Tacos.
Well, any advance on tacos?
Proper insight.
It's hard not to think it's fake, but it is clearly something behind it. What do you think?
I agree. I imagine it probably is, well, at least those images of head of an eel. But yeah.
Body of an ox.
No, it's 100% real. Let's go and find it.
No, I would genuinely love to personally, and I'm not exaggerating, I mean personally, like scuba dive, every single inch of Loch Ness just to make sure for myself that Nessie wasn't real. Well, what do you guys at home think, listening to us or watching us on YouTube? Comment on YouTube or send us a message if you're listening via our Twitter handles, which are at All Time Robin,
at All Time Martin,
at All Time Bees.
No, it's not.
I should have done that.
You should have.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you can change it, I think. Yeah.
It's at 101 facts 2.
There we go.
Yeah.
So all the numbers I said are actually like written as numbers.
Yeah.
It's send on the us, screen. Ooh.
Send us your thoughts. Whether you think Loch Ness Monster is real or not, and whether this scientific study is finally definitive proof that Nessie doesn't exist, or whether there are holes in the science that maybe we should continue to pursue.
Mm-hmm. Send us your comments. And talking of comments.
Good nice segue, yes! Martin.
It wasn't a nice segue.
Let's have a look at our favorite YouTube comments of the week. So I have a couple. First one is from Damien P, who commented on our In Plain Sight video. Oh,
which one?
I think it was about Epping Forest.
Cool.
Epping Forest.
Epic.
Our ghost hunt looking for the spirit of Dick Turpin and Boudica.
Boudica, yeah.
Did we find them? Watch it and find out. Yeah. But Damien P says, I can't believe I haven't seen this until now. I've seen every uncovered video. Obvious super fan here, and now I can safely say I've seen everything you guys have ever posted.
Oh, that's
wow. So, yeah, wow. Amazing.
Thank you very much. That's a lot of videos.
Let's all clap Damien Dark.
Well, Damien P.
Dark.
And then Damien Dark. Yeah, thank you, Damien.
Really?
Yeah. So I just thought that's amazing, and apologize for taking up so much of your life.
Yeah, I would dread to think how many minutes that actually is.
There's a lot of hours, days. Yeah.
And how you see Robin and Martin and Alec Bowne in your dreams.
Yeah, well, early on, not so much.
Yeah.
Though we did appear on camera, but we were shadowy figures, weren't we?
Yeah.
Someone posted that on Twitter.
Yeah, that was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's cool.
The early days when we were determined to keep our identity secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Didn't last very long.
No, not really. Not in the grand scheme of things.
And then I have another comment on our video this week, The Mystery Files, which Alex made.
Alec Bowne.
Yeah, Alec Bowne was in that one. And it was about towns that vanished.
Oh.
Towns whose populations just disappeared inexplicably. Great video. And Maximus Payne, the real Max Payne, commented, aliens. It's always aliens. Even when it might not look like it's aliens, you have to revert to the fact that it's aliens.
Very definitively put.
Very confident there. I assume he knows something we don't.
But fucking what if Max Payne detected the attorney at law? What if it's actually just a giant malicious taco shell?
Yeah, I mean let's put a poll. taco show or aliens or other?
Fucking, we don't know.
Yeah, we're doing it. That's on YouTube. Yeah. Answer the poll. I'm looking forward to seeing the results. on the same video as well, Matt Mitchell commented saying, I think this is about me. I was wearing some festival wristbands.
Oh, yeah, you were, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
Yep. You're hippie.
Such a hippie. And he said, must have been hitting the clubs hard to get those wristbands.
Where were you actually, Robin?
I'm sorry to disappoint you. I was actually at some folk festivals in England. I was not anywhere near a nightclub.
If you frequented it. I've been to a nightclub with you. But I've been in a nightclub and you've been in a nightclub at the same time.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely happened. Yeah.
And
yeah.
You've been in a nightclub.
Yeah. I've been in a nightclub with you and you bought me a mocktail and I was like, thank you, Robin. And then you went, it's fine, because you were very drunk.
Oh, great. I was about to say, I don't remember that, but that would be why.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can usually find one or all three of us in a Soho nightclub at some point.
Yeah. No, talking of Soho.
Well, very rare.
That makes it sound dodgy, but talking of Soho, I bumped into one of our I was going to say fans, but that's not the right word. One of the friends of the show, friends of the podcast.
Oh, really? Yeah.
A guy called Matt. I was getting some lunch and very nice chat. Said he enjoyed the podcast and was going to be listening. That was like last week.
Oh, wow.
So hi, Matt. Shout out to you if you're listening this week.
Yeah.
You're a cool guy.
Yeah, good to meet you.
Oh, it's great. It's a really great pleasure and a privilege to meet people who've watched our content.
Yeah, absolutely.
Meeting you in the flesh is always amazing.
And I usually have my headphones in, so that's not to say that I would have met more people. Probably not, but it's always nice. So I'm not sure if you guys heard about it, but Justin Trudeau has been in the news this week, more specifically today, because he wore quote-unquote brown face at a 2001 Arabian Nights party while he taught at a private school. Which of course raises quite a few issues, not only because it's offensive, but also his position now as well, and then often his party often being portrayed as a party of being progressive and liberal as well. So the main thing I wanted to just discuss was firstly what you think of this, how severe of an issue you think this is in today's world. This is in 2001, but the world's it's not that different in regards to this, I don't think, personally. I think people would have still found this very offensive back then.
Yeah.
And secondly, what you think kind of the repercussions should be for something like this, because he's in a very position of power in a country that wants to be seen as very liberal and progressive, like I said. So what do you think? Is this as severe as some media outlets are letting out? And does his position change this?
Devil's advocate for a moment. If the country wants to be seen as progressive and liberal, surely the most progressive and liberal thing they can do right now is forgive and forget.
I always feel like with things that are brought up from the past, if the person acknowledges the thing and then apologizes for it and like goes like, this is not a reflection on who I am now, because people change, then I think that and then Justin Trudeau taking the steps forward to show that he is not the person that he was then.
Yeah.
Then we should all try and move forward. Because like a similar vein came up with, who's the guy from Central Intelligence who's not The Rock?
Kevin Hart.
That one.
Yeah.
Recently, in the last year.
Yeah, he lost the Oscars, didn't he? He was going to host.
Yeah,
yeah, and he lost it because of his
tweets came to light of
was it home?
Very homophobic slurs and stuff, and saying like, my son would never. I think it was play with dolls or something.
Oh wow!
You're saying the F word and stuff.
Wow!
And it's like that's and then he came forward and was like, I've already apologized for this. I'm not going to apologize again. And it's like, buddy, like that's not an appropriate that's fucking offensive to me. And I'm not the only person of the gay persuasion. So
are you suggesting that somebody who's committed something that's not necessarily criminal but is certainly frowned upon by society in their past should be forgiven as long as they are clearly exhibiting an effort to make amends and repent for that behavior.
I would say so. Obviously, this changes from situation to situation, but I think for this
some
one...
Some things are worse than others. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, we're coming at this from a very specific viewpoint, aren't we?
Like, I mean, I could... I mean, I would have a different viewpoint if I was of a different ethnicity and the ethnicity.
That's a very good point.
Affected.
How do the
of course. So like we could
Middle Eastern, I guess, community in Canada in particular feel about this?
And like we could say whatever we wanted, but it our kind of opinion doesn't really have much weight because it doesn't affect us.
It'd be interesting to know to what extent he's tried to hide this, because to be honest, when I saw this news this morning. I was my initial reaction, as terrible as it was, oh, I'm surprised they haven't found that sooner.
Yeah,
because his opponents have been trying to bring him down for all kinds of things long time.
I was just looking at my phone. It seemed like I was, just playing my phone. But I was actually trying to find out the name of the Republican candidate against him.
Yeah,
was it Andrew
Garfield?
Not Andrew Garfield. No. Close. And he was basically saying like, oh, this is awful. This is someone with integrity. But yet. Last year he was talking about comparing the gay community as five-legged dogs and stuff, like saying this crazy thing. He hasn't even apologized for that. So there's this definite
hypocrisy there.
That's going on all the time. I mean, we look at this in the UK with a lot of the politicians in the UK, and specifically to do with drugs. They've been coming forward and going, okay, actually, when I was younger, I smoked weed or did cocaine or whatever. There was one in Pierre, who was it that came forward and was like, oh, yeah, I did opiates when I was
that Michael Gove?
In the Middle East, something crazy. It was like, that's a different level, mate.
No,
man. Like, drug use is taken way too seriously.
Yeah.
Like,
it depends, I think.
About the same time, I probably agree with that, especially with a lot of people. Politicians come out and say, "Okay,
but like, especially
university.
If it's the past, and like in university,
it's used
like
as political point scoring, right?
Yeah,
like Obama comes out and says he smoked weed, and people jump on that, and likewise, a lot of the Gove came out and everyone jumped on him and said, oh, how can this person be trusted? It's illegal." Yeah. Illegal, there's all this.
I think the problem with Gove in particular was the hypocrisy again of his position. Because I don't think he even successfully presented it as though, he's not just anti-drugs and saying drugs should be illegal. He's like anti-people who take drugs. He's saying those people are bad people. And then it turns out he did it himself. But I think the problem there was that he failed to spin it as a kind of like, I'm experienced, I've been there, got the t-shirt, I can tell you it's not worth it. He didn't spin it like that.
Yeah, it's saying it's bad while trying to hide it from the public.
Exactly.
That's the issue.
And then, as it happened in a context where a series of politicians trying to run for our prime minister, to be our prime minister, all confessed to their
past literally
drug
within
uses.
A week, they're like, if I confess now, it'll be after that person, which is really bad, and probably before this person that I know about, who's also really bad. So I'm just going to find them, put one in the middle so everyone will just forget.
UK politics is sad.
Yeah, but it seems to be happening a lot, though. Our society seems to be... I guess this is finally the expression of the information age. All these prominent public figures, if they're in the entertainment industry, like Kevin Hart or James Gunn, behind Guardians of the Galaxy, got fired for some tweets which he'd already apologized for, but now he's back, regardless of that. It seems to be, finally, the information age is actually doing what people said it would, which is everybody's lives are so public. Everybody's personal views and past behaviors are so public. Everyone's accountable for almost everything they do, except are they really?
Which people?
Where
do
we draw the line?
People do stupid things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like a while ago, there was that news story of a whole load of university students in the Conservative Party who had like swastikas and Hitler and stuff drawn on their T-shirts on a night out, right?
Yeah.
Like all this stuff. And I've been on nights out where you're wearing the T-shirts out and someone's drawing on your back. And everyone's drunk and someone's drawing your back.
Yeah.
And I mean, people have drawn, I'm not going to say the same thing, but people have drawn some pretty like stuff you would not want to repeat or you wouldn't want people knowing about. But it's not you doing it. It's people who are drawing your back.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think these things happen when you're younger and just because people are a bit stupid. I'm not excusing someone blacking up in this way.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, at what stage do we go, okay, people do make mistakes. As long as they're honest about it, that's the main thing. And not trying to hide it. Like, surely, this should have come forward. But at what stage do you bring this up? Like, you're not going to bring up in interviews. You're not going to bring up when you're trying to run for the prime minister.
That's why I'd like to know if Trudeau has tried at all to hide this, because it's coming out at a weird time. It seems like there's a whole stupid almost scandal about him eating chocolate in Parliament, wasn't it, or something silly like that. He had to apologise for it. Exactly, it's Canada. But he, it seems like he's had...
I find that offensive.
He's had
nothing... Half Canadian, you fucker.
It seems like he's had nothing but very petty attempts by opposition parties to kind of force him to resign over something, anything, to make him look weak and to get him out of office. And now something really meaty has come up. Mm. And I'm like, how come they didn't find this before? Is it because he's tried to hide it? Or is it because it was so far in the past and so inconsequential in terms of like his actual life ethics and his life values that they didn't bother to bring it up before?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's curious, and because even was it 2001? Was that when it happened?
Yeah,
that's a long time ago now.
Mm.
Yes,
years now.
Society has changed.
It has changed, but I may be wrong. But any of our older viewers, I imagine that painting your face brown in 2001 was still frowned upon.
Yeah,
considerably.
I mean, blackface has been a problem for a very long time, for decades now. But if Chris.
Hello.
To my knowledge, who isn't Scottish, decided to dress as a stereotypical Scottish man with a bonnet and a kilt.
Yeah, it
would that be insensitive?
People... I would say so. Yeah, it's I think there's to a degree because there's like getting a culture like accurate.
Yeah,
and get like say there's this one photo that came out years ago of a little white girl. Dressed up in kimono and full geisha gear,
right.
And doing the whole tea set thing,
yeah.
And loads of people got like, "Oh, this is disgusting!
Yeah.
This is cultural appropriation." But actually, she had done everything perfectly how it is done in places in Japan that do that.
Okay.
And an actual real life Japanese person like commented saying, "No, this is actually done completely well.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with this." And it's I think I might be wrong. It's the same in India, where Indian people love when non-Indian people come in and dress as the culture in. Is it sari? Is that the
one? Yeah,
that sounds right.
Dress in saris and do it right and help them and love it when it happens.
Yeah.
Which I don't remember what my point was.
No, you're talking a distinction, I think, between...
Yeah, yeah
as in because, being disrespectful. Yeah,
dressing up in a costume is inaccurate.
Yeah.
Because it's not.
If you're just... I guess what's trying to be done with like dressing up and putting paint on your face... is often kind of trying to create a stereotype as opposed to just like kind of being respectful. That's probably the line, isn't it?
Yeah, stereotyping and respectful.
Distinction. I don't see why he couldn't have worn the outfit without painting his.
That's what did it, right? That's the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Bantz.
Doesn't look
Bantz in it.
Yeah.
It's not a good look for someone that then goes on for that role.
Mm.
With most people, it would be like, you're an idiot, but.
Yeah.
We know you're not racist now.
Mm.
Whereas for him, it's a skeleton dug up out of the closet. It has much wider reaching implications.
But then, to our knowledge, has he done anything that would suggest he is actually racist?
No, and I think most people that have half a brain cell would probably think, okay, this is just someone who's been stupid as opposed to someone who's actively racist.
Mm. Yeah. And whilst it's cause for concern if your national leader... is demonstrably stupid at some point. If it's demonstrably stupid when they're very young, it's probably...
If it's demonstrably stupid like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I think he was 29 at the time, so old enough to know better.
Old enough to know better, but also, you're 20.
Yeah, in 20.
Yeah.
You're an idiot in your 20s.
That's the thing, like, we tolerate a lot of our national leaders who are in their 50s or 70s who are actually really stupid. Mm. So can we and should we forgive... a younger or someone for doing something insensitive and stupid when they were young, even if they weren't a student, they were still 29.
You know? Yes, but not based on our own political leanings.
I think that's right.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
And that was part of the reason with the opposition leader coming out and going, "This is awful."
Yeah.
Was because it was so hypocritical.
Mm. Yeah.
Given but then also the opposition leader coming out saying, "This is awful, even though I'm a dickhead and I'm doing and this."
He said,
and that.
Well, he said the week before there was someone asked him about whether basically exactly the people should be forgiven for racial insensitivity, and he said no if they properly apologise and basically prove that they're not racist. And then a week later, this happens, and
it's inexcusable. He's going,
exactly. Right. So there's a massive hypocrisy there, but we'll see what the repercussions are. But I imagine that that he'll apologise. It'll be a bit of an embarrassment, and then he'll probably just carry on as he is, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe lose a slight portion of the electorate, but continue.
But then probably get it back.
And again, that's that age-old argument, which I sometimes disagree with, which politicians use, which is, well, if the people don't like it, they can vote.
Which never actually works the way they say.
Which whole situation should we vote for? Should we vote for this blonde monstrosity or this guy?
No, we don't have manifestos to try to bribe people to vote for us. They vote entirely based on the personality of the individual, which sadly in some countries
is true. In most countries.
Well, that's what a can of worms.
It is, it is. We can talk about that for a couple of episodes, but I don't want to.
Well, shall we cheer ourselves up with a quiz?
Oh, yay!
Gentlemen, it's quiz time! Claim your buzzers. Chris.
Bienvenue, power bottoms!
I don't I'm not going to
What's that
for?
What is that from?
Game Grumps. Come on, it's me.
Sure, no.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Martin, what's yours?
You should watch 101 Facts about San Andreas.
Yes.
Have we done it before? Have we done it?
You've done GTA, that's for sure.
We have done San Andreas.
You have done San Andreas.
It's got a million views, Jesus.
I was one of those million.
Great channel. Loads of people watch it, as they should.
Also watch 101 Facts about GTA 4. We did that one. I remember it. I think because I did do it,
Recently. Well, the problem is that you're doing one of these each week and you're going insane with 101 Facts about everything. Editing those videos is crazy.
People always go like, oh, you must be great at pub quizzes. And I'm like, no. I don't remember the information.
No.
I just have to find the image and go, okay.
All right then. Well, let's test your general knowledge now with...
Jizz!
With a question. Question number one.
Buttery parsnips.
In which country did the sport of badminton originate?
Bienvenue, power bottoms.
France?
No.
Oh, shit. Could be.
It's not San Andreas. Stop it.
Is it? South Korea?
No. It is a European country, I'll give you that.
What? Bienvenue, power bottoms.
Was it Belgium?
No.
Oh.
Martin, one more guess.
Okay, badminton.
Badminton. Yeah.
Okay, let's just go for... That was the beginning of it. England.
Yes.
Oh, the sister that we don't want to share our toys with.
Remember that England is great at inventing sports. And terrible not being good at them. Yeah.
Well, okay, being actually, okay at them.
Yeah.
Just not as good as we should be.
Yeah.
I understand that joke because I am a sports ball watching guy.
All right then. Good. Question number two is 1-0 to Martin. In which year did the USA enter World War II?
Bienvenue, power bottoms.
Well, that was Martin was first.
1941.
Correct.
Oh, I was wrong.
Oh. What were you going to say?
42.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. The Pearl Harbor was it 21st of December 1941?
Oh, well, I was practically...
So it was almost 1942. Yeah. Okay, question number three, 2-0 to Martin.
9th of December? No, 21st?
Or was it the 9th of December?
I've got a feeling the 9th.
Maybe I'm wrong.
You're pretty right.
No, I'm willing to be wrong there.
£5.
Please,
probably neither.
tell us the correct answer in the comments.
Yeah.
But question number three, 2-0 to Martin. What are the names of Adam and Eve's...
Bienvenue, power bottoms!
Damn it.
Three children.
Oh, Chris. I don't know the two of them.
What?
I know Cain and Abel.
All right, yep. Yeah. Okay,
Michelle.
I was going to say a point for each child, but.
Oh.
So, Martin, do you want to get a point for the other child?
Michelle.
It's not Michelle.
Cain, Abel, and. I don't know.
This is the lesser known.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay, give a clue.
Kevin.
Shares the first name with a couple of actors, Hollywood actors, who are known for comedy.
New power,
Kevin.
Not Kevin. Think.
Ronnie, yeah. Name of comedy.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think you're going to have to tell us.
It is Seth.
Seth, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. They also had other sons and daughters, but they're not named.
didn't even know that Sethl existed. I just always thought Cain and Abel.
Yeah.
That's only because of Lucifer. So.
They're the commoners, aren't they?
Well, thanks to my generous awarding of 1 point per person, it's now 2-2.
Very good.
So, question number 4. In which Shakespeare play is the title character killed halfway through?
Bienvenue, Power Bottoms!
I think that... I don't know who that was. That
you go for it, Chris. Go for it.
Othello.
No.
Oh. I was like, name one. Name any Shakespeare play.
Macbeth?
No, not Macbeth. He's killed at the very end.
Janet? That's not a play.
That's not a play. I'll give another guess. It is. It's one of his historical plays.
Yeah. Oh.
So. Power Bottoms.
Oh, that's ridiculous again. Go for it. Go for it again.
Richard the Second.
No.
Part three.
No, I'm not even sure that's a play.
King Lear.
Not King Lear. King Lear's historicity is disputable, to be honest. Thinking more classical.
I know, that's like a big clue. Three Shakespeare plays.
All right. It's actually one you talked about last week.
Henry.
I talked about a Shakespeare play last week?
Yeah.
Well, like as an allegory, as like one. Like a
no,
Disney
film that... you just mentioned it because it was vaguely relevant.
What?
The answer is Julius Caesar.
Oh, okay.
That was a Shakespeare play?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Antony and Cleopatra.
Halfway
was
through.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, because he's assassinated, like it. Obviously. So it's still 2-2. Question number 5. Which micro animals, that means they're microscopic animals, are nicknamed water bears?
Bienvenue!
Chris? Water bears. Water bears, yeah.
Oh, I know exactly what they look like, and I know what you mean, and I'm so annoyed.
Yeah.
Because it's not a tapir, and that's the only thing in my head.
Oh, I know what you're thinking then. Mm. Yeah. Okay, Martin?
I don't know. I'm just going to say tadpoles.
No, but you're both actually kind of verbally quite close. Alliteratively speaking.
Because I know what they look like. I know what they are.
I'm trying to think of what I can give you. So there's three syllables, but two parts to the name. First part, if someone was late, frequently, if someone was late, you might say that they are a something person.
Tarbottom.
Tardigan.
Oh, so close. Tardigan. I'll give Martin a chance. I'll give you a
heart. Oh, no. Tardigrade.
Yes.
Yes.
Tardigrades,
I've never heard of that. So.
If you saw the picture, you definitely recognize them.
They look gross.
They look kind of cute. They look kind of cute.
I don't like bugs.
Okay, fair enough. They're also known as moss piglets.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
I didn't know either.
Have to look them up.
Okay, question number 6. It is 3-2 to Chris.
Yes, that's never happened before.
According to the British Association of Toy Retailers.
Accordion.
Yeah.
What was the toy of the 20th century?
Bottoms.
Barbie.
No.
Toy of the 20th century.
Yeah.
It is not going to be that. It's going to be a...
Oh.
It's going to be a Slinky.
Oh, no, but I can see what you're thinking. Yeah.
Bottoms.
Rubik's Cube?
No.
Oh, that'd be
disgraceful. These are all really good contenders, actually.
The 20th century.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time, isn't it?
It is one you're definitely familiar with, and it's one that you wouldn't necessarily think of it
toy.
As a toy.
Yeah.
But...
Books.
It's not books.
Just in general.
Knives, guns. Yeah, no. It's not those.
According to who was it?
The British Association of Retailers, but don't... It's not a British toy. It's not British.
No, yeah.
Definitely a global thing.
Boom, boom, boom.
It's multimedia at this point.
Oh.
Bienvenue, Power Bot.
That was Martin. Yeah.
Tamagotchi.
No. Is that even still around? Is that a thing?
It is, but I don't think it's
20th media. Century, though.
Yeah, true, yeah.
My Little Pony?
No. Oh. It is Lego.
You should watch one of our facts about Lego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Lego. Then. Question number 7.
8, 9, 10.
Which British theoretical physicist said, "Remember to look up at the stars and not down at your feet"? Martin?
That was
Oh my god.
Oh.
I've forgotten now.
It's on the tip of your tongue, isn't it? Yeah.
Now I'm tired. Stephen Hawking.
It was.
Yeah.
Well done.
I can think of his name. I was like, I've seen that film.
Yeah. Theory of Everything. Yeah. Which
I can't remember the actor now. I've lost it.
Eddie Redmayne.
I saw him a couple of days ago.
Did you? Really?
Huh. Yeah. It's like a square. It's where I walked to work.
Nice.
I didn't even know he was British.
So.
I was like, he's a theoretical physicist, but it can't be him.
It's probably because his voice was provided by an American company. True. So he's got a bit of an American accent that might confuse you.
A bit of a voice box accent.
Yeah. So question number 8, and we're on 3-all.
Whoa.
So in Scrabble,
no.
Which two letters are worth 10 points?
Bienvenue, power bottom.
That was Martin.
What? Sorry.
Said it.
I meant Q and Z.
Yes.
Ah, I had that one.
I'm sorry.
I'm
4-3 to Martin. Going into question 9. There's definitely time for Chris to pull us back. True or false?
Oh, do we have to both have a guess at the same time?
Yes. I think that's the best way to do this.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll count you down. Okay. So true or false? Swede Anders Celsius invented the Celsius temperature scale. 3, 2, 1.
False.
It's true.
Damn it.
You're both wrong. It's because his name doesn't sound real, does it? Swede Anders.
Yeah, I was going like, it just has to be a trick question.
Yeah. Okay. So question number 10, then, it is 3-all, right? 4-all.
4-3.
4-3. Might go wrong. 4-3 on question number 10. So can Chris make a tie? In the British honours system,
oh goodness,
which decoration is higher in ranking, the Victoria Cross or the George Cross?
2, 3, 2, 1 again?
No.
If you get it right, then everybody gets it wrong. Then it's
okay.
So Victoria Cross or George Cross?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Victoria Cross.
So Martin's the victor with 5-3. Good showing though, Chris. That was close. That was pretty close.
That was sketchy for a long while.
Do you want the bonus question?
Yeah.
Okay, question number 11. I think you can both get this one.
Well, why was it the
The Duffer Brothers created which Netflix series?
I just pressed it. It's not doing it.
I mean, I don't know. So.
I do know. Stranger Things.
It is Stranger Things,
Well, the crew's just stupid.
Well, let us know at home how you did on the quiz, and no cheating. Thank you, Chris, for being on today's podcast. It's always wonderful having you here.
Yeah, and thank you for being on it for the last few weeks as well.
Yeah,
very much appreciate it.
We'll definitely have you back. But next week, those at home can probably look forward to the lovely tones of Alex Brown returning.
Alan Brown, and now all you can be like, oh, thank God they got the fucking guy off.
No. Well, thank you again for listening, and thank you again for bringing us such interesting topics to the podcast, guys.
It's been good.
I love it. I learned so much on these
things.
You
take me up where I belong. Not sure of the words, but I'm going to talk about dad's cock.
And with that, good night.
Good night. We'll see you next time.
I'll miss you. I love you. Have you seen my mom? I haven't seen her.